on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Good morning, I'm Ed Church, here with the latest headlines. It's Friday the 19th of May and you're listening to Expression FM. Our top story today, a woman has died with 22 people injured after a car crashed into a busy pedestrian-filled pavement in New York Times Square. After initial speculation in which people feared this was an act of terror, US Mayor Bill de Blasio reassured citizens it was not, with 26-year-old US Navy Marine Richard Rojas currently in custody. Rojas is said to have tested positive for a synthetic form of marijuana referred to as K2 and had been arrested for drunk driving before. Despite Mayor de Blasio's reassurance, police forces in New York City have been deployed on high alert for terrorism. In other news, Japan's government has approved a bill which, if passed, will let Emperor Akihito abdicate after Akihito stated last year that his health and age were becoming an obstacle in the performance of his royal duties. Current legislation has, prior to this bill, no official instrument to allow him to abdicate or to choose his successor through any way other than death or deposition. Akihito has a history of poor health in recent years, having had heart surgery and treatment for prostate cancer since the succession of Hirohito in 1989. The date for abdication is expected to be December next year. Locally, a teacher hit by an airgun pellet in a school in Exeter on Tuesday has received medical care but was not seriously injured. The pellet, which reportedly ricocheted off a board, hit the woman in the chest during a PE lesson at St Wilfrid's School at around 2 p.m. Devon and Cornwall police have stated that they will carry out additional police patrols around the area, since as of yet it is unclear how or where the pellet was fired from, or whether this was an accident. That's all from us. You're up to date on Expression FM.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.